This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As parents of the millions of high school seniors out there well know, we are smack dab in the middle of college application season. But as you help or harass, depending on your household, your kid into filling out all the paperwork and writing all the essays, here is a somewhat sobering item for you from a group called the National Student Clearinghouse. Despite a huge push to get more people in this country into and ultimately through college, the percentage of students actually finishing their degrees continues to decline. Of the nearly 3 million people who started college in 2009, just over half, 53%, had finished 6 years later. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
In many ways, this is a story about the recession and its aftermath. In 2009, a lot more people went to college, many to take shelter from the bad economy or learn new skills. And far more of those students were adults and part-timers who tend to have lower graduation rates. Then the job market slowly improved.
Many of these students may have chosen to leave college, whether they had a degree or not, if there was a better job waiting for them in the improving economy.
That's Doug Shapiro with the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center. He says others left because rising tuition made college unaffordable, and cuts to state funding made it tougher for schools to provide the classes and support services students needed to graduate.
So there was a real squeeze on the institutions that made it harder for them to meet the needs of this big influx of students.
Still, many see the latest report as another sign that colleges, and high schools for that matter, are not doing enough to help students make it to graduation. Amy Leitinen is director for higher education at the New America Foundation. She says the report paints colleges with a pretty broad brush, and some schools are doing a better job.
But we have to get much more detailed to figure out which schools are serving students better.
And a lot of the efforts to improve completion rates really got underway just a few years ago. Vincent Tento is professor emeritus at Syracuse University.
So I would urge our listeners to just be patient. And I think you'll see this is a blip, which is not surprising given the effects of a recession.
Tento says even though completion rates fell by 2 percentage points, 71,000 more people who started college in 2009 got degrees than those who started the year before. And those degrees should pay off. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.